Hello and welcome to Fat Chat, the podcast that wants to see more diversity on the catwalks, on clothing websites and in brand campaigns.
Yes.
And this week, we're going to be talking about why representation in fashion matters.
Hi, I'm Rifki from Slink magazine, and I started Slink to help represent more women in plus size fashion.
Yes. I'm George from Fuller Figure, Fuller Bust. I'm not that impressive, but I have loved seeing the changes in the industry over the last few years. But there's so much more that can be done. So full steam ahead from clothing companies, please. And lovely Squishterhood, don't forget to follow us on social media. We are at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram. We are so close to 10,000 followers. We are at Fat Chat Pod on Twitter and Facebook. And if you search for Fat Chat Community on Facebook, you can join our incredible secret group and keep the conversation going and connect with like-minded people. So we have already spoken about representation in the media, and it's actually something we did in our live episode when we were allowed out of the houses back in March at the Boulevard Theatre in Soho.
I can't believe that was March. That was like, I know. Yeah, God, that was like so close to pre-COVID. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's actually quite mental. Yeah. Wow.
The whisper of COVID was in the air, but we weren't quite confined to our homes at that point. But that was an amazing episode, like doing it in front of an audience and having them agree with sort of like the points we made. And like, we just felt it was so important to talk about representation in the media. But the conversation isn't done, because that is not the only place where we want to see more representation. It's not just films and TV shows. We want to be seeing it in fashion. We need more representation, and we want to see it on websites, in campaigns, on billboards, on catwalks. Some people are doing a great job. Who is it that is doing that great job, and why do we think it matters so much?
I suppose in terms of big picture, like politics, it's very much, if you can see it, you can believe it, and you can believe mm-hmm. that you can become it. So I mean, mm-hmm. does it matter as much in fashion? I mean, at the end of the day, it's just selling clothes, isn't it?
A resounding yes, it absolutely matters. Because when you're selling clothes, you're selling a lifestyle, an ideal, you're selling what that brand believes, who they want to see in their clothing. And you're also selling the idea that someone could wear that clothing. And if you're just seeing clothing on the same old bodies that, let's be real, are going to look good in everything, it does alienate you. And some people can just switch off. I think Robbie, being a bloke, very typical, he can just go on website and be like, yeah, I'll just get that in a medium, it'll be fine. Like, he barely even looks at the guy that the clothes come on. But that's not the same for everyone, I think, particularly for women. But also, there are other people who definitely feel like they want to see themselves in the clothing, and it matters to them that the brand wants them to wear the clothing. It so does. And especially being plus size, I feel like the representation is very sparse. It matters. Short answer, it matters.
That's such a good point. Yeah, you want to know that the brand wants you in their clothing. And one way of them doing that is showing you in their clothing. Makes so much sense. I mean, it just makes customers feel valued, doesn't it? You know, how brands... You know, and this isn't every brand, but there are so many brands selling to, you know, women that are a size 22, 24 and up, but they're showing it to them on size 12 models. How does that even work?
If the plus size brands can't even do it, and they're in more of a safe space, you know, you can be a bit more diverse when your brand only starts at a 16, 18, because those are the bodies that you're catering for. But if they can't even do it, what hope do we have for other brands as well? Of beyond size, there's other representation we want to see: age and ability and skin color and genders. But you know, I feel like plus size has no excuse, because your brand is actually for plus size people. So it has to almost start there, I feel, and filter out and show, like, it's not scary, guys. We showed this on a size 22 model and we still made sales. Come on, you can do it too. Let's use different models.
Exactly. And guys, if you think representation matters, particularly in fashion, do you prefer to buy clothes off a model that looks like you? We really want to hear that. So get in touch at Fat Chat Pod. Let's start a thread in the Fat Chat community. Do people want to see? Because I feel like that's quite an age-old discussion where, you know, there's this idea that people don't want to see themselves. They want to mm-hmm. see, you know,
the aspiration yeah. more than themselves. Yeah, of course. And interesting both points. It's no right or wrong. We want to know, what do you want?
So who is doing a good job, and where is there room for improvement?
I mean, having done the blogging thing for nearly 10 years now, I definitely have seen things change and improve. I actually remember one of the first things that I, the first brands that I really tried to change who they represented, was a brand called Bravissimo, who they're still very much going strong. They make bras and clothing for full busted women. And we said to them at the time, why are we not seeing your clothing on larger women? Why are we just seeing them on your sort of size 8 to maybe a 12, like, why are we not seeing it on big women? And their answer actually was because they didn't want people to think that they were a plus size brand. And that was more worrying to them, that people might come along and think they were plus size. And I get it on one level. I get that, like, you don't want people being put off and thinking that brand isn't for me. But I want to also be thinking, but this brand is for me.
Yeah.
Like, show me. So I was looking through some old photos yesterday with a friend. God knows why I was boring her to tears with that. And I was like, everything I used to own used to be from Bravissimo, because that's the only place I thought I could get clothing that fit my boobs. And I was fed up that I didn't see myself in the clothes. And, like, nowadays there are so many brands that are stepping up to the plate, and I am seeing so much change, and I'm seeing that brands are listening. And something that we'll touch on later a bit more is the power of social media. Like, that's where I'm seeing myself represented. It is so much better. And you know where else I'm seeing representation being a lot better is the beauty industry, because beauty has no size, age, or anything. There is actually no excuse
for a lipstick will to not always
fits everyone. It's an incredible thing. That's probably why I've got so much lipstick, because it never won't fit me. And the beauty industry, I am seeing, you know, older skin is a different kind of skin type. Like, women of colour might have different kind of skin types. Like, more modest women might, you know, you might want to show how makeup looks when you've got a hijab and things like that on. Like, and you're seeing this more in the beauty industry. And I think those two industries almost need to work together a little bit for it to filter through and change, because one almost needs to take the plunge for the other to do it. And it normalizes it. It makes people who are maybe in the fashion industry who've walked past a billboard and seen, like, a different model on there go, oh, that looked quite good. Maybe we can get someone old in our jeans, or someone of a different ethnicity in our jeans, and that will be fine, you know. So, yes, I think it is changing. Always room for improvement, though.
Oh, definitely. And I think there's always that age old discussion. It's that chicken and egg, you know, who's responsible? Who should do it first? Should it come from the agency? Should it come from the brands? Are the girls available? And I think I've definitely seen it over the last 10 years working in this industry. Agencies are really expanding who they represent. And then there are some new agencies that are popping up that are, like, really bringing much more diverse models that are still, you know, because at the end of the day, a brand, it's still a job, and a brand still needs to book a model that can turn up and, you know, nail 40 shots with no issue. So I think, you know, there's still, you know, you still need those professional agencies. But I think what we're seeing is there's a lot of agency expansion to cater for that need and that desire from people and brands to give better representation.
Because, yeah, you need, like you said, the chicken and egg. You need the models to know what they're doing, to work quickly, to turn up. And in order to do that, you need to be giving them the work. But then you need to give the right models the work, who then you want to put forward to the brand. So if you're saying, oh, it's only size 16, 18 women on the book. Okay, so train up a size 22, 24 woman to work as quickly, to know her angles, to perform in front of the camera. If agencies can do that, then they're ready for the brands, but the brands need to pick them. So like you say, it's a vicious cycle in fashion, because there needs to be the demand and the supply. And yeah, it is a mindfuck with all of that. What we have seen recently, and this is actually what sparked this episode, and it's something Rivki brought my attention to because I hadn't actually seen it, was the incredible new campaign from Pretty Little Thing, who used a more modest plus size model in a campaign and just popped her on their website, popped her on their social media, and people have gone mad for it because it's so needed. And it's so sad almost that something just as simple as popping a model who wears a hijab on a website can create that reaction. But it just shows how much it's needed and how there are so many changes that can be made and so many different types of bodies and people that we want to see wearing our clothing and selling our clothing to us. Not every model has to relate to you and look like you, but let's try and get a lot more people represented. It's so important. And well done, Pretty Little Thing.
Because yeah, honestly, well done. I think it was the fact that she was a modest model and she was plus size as well. It was just like, whoa, what's going on here?
Chef's kiss, beautiful.
Exactly. But I mean, it is kind of sad that we're still getting so excited about diversity when it should just be a thing that brands are doing. Social media has also, I think, opened up so many opportunities. So, you know, obviously social media then harnesses the excitement as well from like the PLT Modest Plus model. But equally, I think social media having that, you know, you might not see like a super visibly plus size woman on a website for a brand, but the social teams are really quick there to harness that selling power and to show that the brand does care, does want to represent you. And we're going to talk a little bit later about the differences between the social media team and what maybe the web retail team needed, like how that's all different.
It is amazing seeing what brands are doing on social media. But, you know, I still can't wrap my head around brands who suggest that they're all for bodies and they champion all body types and they love to throw around the term body positivity. Do they ever? But then they won't represent in their campaigns. Who is to blame for that? Is it that they want to be more aspirational and we go very stereotypical what society deems as beautiful with aspirational and we don't take risks and they don't want the backlash almost? Does it come from that? Does it come from the brands not wanting to make the change? Does it come from the models that are available? Does it come from models not wanting to be tokenism or a box tick? Does it come from the fact that they think people won't spend their money with them? Like, it's so wrapped up in each other that, you know, I feel like some brands just still aren't ready to take that risk, and they will shout about it, but they won't put their money where their mouths are.
Oh, completely. But, you know, it's only our spending power that's gonna hurt them on their bottom line. Mm-hmm. But, and I think the probably one of the most interesting examples really is someone like Victoria's Secret, who, you know, everyone said, oh, you know, they were amazing kind of anti-Victoria's Secret's like no angel kind of campaigns, you know, and it was very much like, no, but Victoria's Secret's this real aspiration and, you know, you can't put plus into that. And then, you know, you can't really make it really diverse. And then Rihanna came along with Fenty and she said, hey, Victoria's Secret's, hold my coat. I'm just going to do this right here and I'm going to do it so incredibly well. And I love it because it's so consistent. It's consistent representation. It's not about tokenism in any way, shape or form. It's just this really powerful, all-inclusive message and it's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, like props to Rihanna and what she's doing. She's just absolutely going for it, which is incredible. And so remember, guys, you can almost show your support by where you spend your money, who you follow on social media, who you shout out on social media, who you share with your friends. And removing your support from certain brands and giving it to others is such a good way of lifting up the brands who are doing it right. And, you know, if it's not a brand that you're in a position to spend money with or you don't want to spend money with at that time, that's fine. Like, there are so many ways that you can share brands, shout brands out, champion brands, double tap their photos, comment on their photos, retweet them, share them with friends, like ask relatives to buy you presents from them for Christmas. You know, you can make those brands aware of your presence in some small way. And if so many of us do it, then those brands that are doing the right thing will really get pushed to the forefront and those other ones will be left behind, because it's time that we use our spending power and our social power to make brands wake up and tell them what we want to see. And it's not good enough if we're not seeing representation. It's the year 2020, damn it. This week's self-care tip is very much a following on from that. And, you know, it's something we talk about a lot, and that is to sort of protect yourself from people and brands and sources that aren't doing the right thing for you or giving you what you need. And so this week, that's all about seeking out the representation on social media and finding people and brands to follow who are doing the right thing. As we said, you know, give them your likes, your engagement, and make sure that's what you're seeing in your feed. Like, if you're seeing just people in your feed who don't look like you and it's making you sad or making you cross or making you not like that brand, just unfollow, get rid of them. Be following the people who are making a difference, be interacting with them, and just make it the norm that we will see a plus size hijab wearing model, we will see an older model, we will see men modeling makeup, because all of these people use and wear these things and we want to see them represented in advertising and in campaigns.
Gosh, I can't wait for the day when it's not a big story when we do diversity. I mean, how exciting will that be when like media turns around and goes, meh, what are you talking about? That's not exciting. That's the norm.
I want this podcast episode specifically to not age well. That's what I want. Like, I want someone to listen to this in 5 years' time and be like, what are they on about? Like, I'm seeing all sorts of people out there. Yes, that's what we want. Different abilities, ages, skin tones, everything. Yes. This week's fashion segment with Rivki is going to be a little bit different than normal, but hopefully it will be inspiring and just giving power to those brands who are doing the right thing. A little bit of a hint and tip about what's it about. So Rivki, take it away. What have you got for us this week in the fashion segment?
So I want to talk about this week brands who are serving up great representation, because again, like we said, the only way is to keep championing those brands. Like, often we see really good representation from smaller brands or independents, and they really, really need us to show them some love in some way or another so that they can keep going and keep their message going. So the first one is an American brand who you can buy here, but obviously might entail some shipping costs. They're a brand called Universal Standard, who I love. I remember when they started, I met them I think even before they launched, and they just do the most amazing quality basics. But like from the get-go, they had such vision and their imagery was always so beautiful. And they've they expanded their sizes. So they go across the entire size spectrum, really. Like, they have all these beautiful quality fabrics. Their campaigns are so diverse, whether it's size or age or ethnicity, ability. They're just doing such good things, so please go and check them out.
Yes.
PLT, Pretty Little Thing, we're going to give them a shout out because, you know, the Plus Modest model was a genius move. It was brilliant. We love seeing it. And they've always, I think, been really strong on representing Curve and Plus pretty much from very early days. They've been quite a a big setter with that one. Playful Promises, who I know George has loads to do with, and she's always tooting their horn.
Toot toot. They smash it, yeah.
They are really, really good on representation. Definitely on their social as well, so make sure you go follow their social. Tutti Rouge, another lingerie brand. I feel like lingerie is actually weird. It's almost weird, isn't it? Because I suppose people would think that lingerie wouldn't be good at representation, but actually I think, you know, brands like Tutti Rouge, Fenty, they're all really good at representing. And then ASOS have really steadily improved. If I think about, you know, when ASOS Curve launched, and you know, I think they're someone that really takes customer feedback on board. Like, they've lessened their retouching, they've upsized their models. So I think they're a really great example of brands do listen to you. If you tell them what you want, and then you show them that you're going to spend the money, they will listen, because the bottom line is where it's at for them. You know, at the end of the day, it's just business. So yeah, if you head over to @FatChatPod on Facebook and Instagram, we'll be linking these brands through so that you can go and follow them, you can check them out, you can do some shopping, and yeah, just show them some love. We're back with Just the Tips. This one's for you.
Just the Tips.
This one's coming for you, Hayley. Ways to get better fashion representation. Take it away, G.
So, very much the message that this blog that I started was born out of: be the representation. You know, I think a lot of people think you need some giant social media following to make an impact, but I promise you, even just by posting on your Facebook page to your friends and to people who follow you on Instagram, your outfits, how you're looking, and just normalizing seeing different bodies, owning it and being in clothing and being in swimwear and being stuff, like, you will be the change that you want to see. Because maybe you can't find someone who looks like you on the fashion scene. So, you know what? You are you. We've said this before in a self-care tip. So if you guys aren't doing it from that, then start now. Just put yourself out there, normalize what your body looks like and what it wears and what it likes to do, and slowly, slowly change the things that people are seeing around them to normalize that other bodies deserve their time in the limelight as well.
Call out brands for bad representation. At the end of the day, these brands are asking for your money.
Tell them about it.
Tell them about it. Let them know. They're asking for your money. So it's time they made a change.
Amen. And, you know, on the flip side, praise and support the brands that are offering representation. You know, Rivki and I come at this from a bit more of an insider point of view. And I personally have seen the way that fashion works. And some brands are working sort of 18 months ahead, and they are working with only one or two samples in small standard sizes because that's all they've been given. So they might need models who are in those sizes. They might have a buttload of shareholders who keep that brand together, who don't want the brand to be making risks on their website. They want it to be that aspirational, smaller plus size model. We get it. Things can't change for brands overnight. Like, we can't change the industry. I, for example, when I've modeled for brands, have needed several different sizes depending what I'm wearing. I'm not a standard fit. I wouldn't be a good choice for a brand who was working with those samples. That's fair enough. But that is why social media is amazing. And that is why I love seeing brands who maybe do have a more standard model on their website going, you know what, but we can do these campaigns with these bloggers and influencers, and we can dress this person who's going on this show who's a bit bigger or older or whatever, and we can put them on our social media, and we can show on that side that we want all of these different bodies. And yes, the models are more standard, but we're going to give you representation. And you know what? Support those brands, clap those brands. Like, as soon as they, it's like enforcing good behavior with a child.
And remember, some of the smaller brands can't do like a full size range straight away. So like, rather than, I know it's really hard, like when you've got so few choices, not to get angry about having so few choices, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't want to do it. So start those meaningful conversations. Let them know that you think that there's a market that they could also be tackling, and that they could go into the plus size market, that you love their product, that you think that there's more money for them to be made. Because again, like we said, it's business. If they think that there's a business there, they're going to go for it.
And lovely squishters of the squishterhood, we want to know what your top tips are on ways to get better representation. Again, we want to hear who you think is representing. We want you to talk about models and influences that you're following that you think represent you, or you think represent a different body type, like particularly in the Fat Chat community where the conversation goes steady and strong in there, and you can all interact with each other. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Like, tell us about representation that you've seen. Tell us how you think we can force brands to be more representative. Let's just keep this conversation going. And as we said, in 5 years' time, we want to hear that this podcast has aged very badly. Every week, we shout out some brilliant accounts that we think you should be following, because, guys, the only diet you should be on is that social media diet. And of course, this week, we have to be shouting out the brilliant Billy Marcel. So that's Billy, B-I-L-L-Y underscore Marcel, M-A-R-S-E-L. We will, of course, be linking her on our socials. She is the gorgeous, modest, plus size model who Pretty Little Thing used in their recent campaigns. And oh my goodness, when I looked her up, she is unreal. I love her look. I think she's amazing. I would love to see her used in more campaigns. You should all be giving her a follow. She has absolute goals and loves a bodycon, which I fully respect. So yeah, go and give Billy a follow. Wow, try saying that 5 times fast. She's amazing and she deserves all of your love.
And that's all for this week, Squishters. So this has been a Secret Recordings podcast. We have new episodes every single Tuesday. And don't forget, you can follow us over on @FatChatPod. Remember to subscribe wherever you're listening. And if you're on Apple, you can rate us 5 stars, please, and leave us a review, because we would love to read your message out on air. And of course, if you're not listening on Apple, but you still want to send us a message and you want us to read it out, which we love doing, please let us know. And yes, please drop us a message over at @FatChatPod.
And this is a message that we got through on our Facebook page. So this is from the lovely Jake. And his fiancée Chelsea loves the podcast and she listens to it every Tuesday. And Jake says she's going through some tough times right now career-wise. She's currently a kitchen manager at a nursing home in North Carolina. She's trying so hard to leave that job to become a mentor / counsellor for plus-size women. Wow. She had a couple of rejection letters about other jobs she applied for this week and is wondering where to go career-wise. And he says if we could just give her some words of encouragement on the next podcast, they would both greatly appreciate it. And he just wants to keep her in a positive mindset, and he just thanks us and says he hopes we have a good day. Oh my goodness, how lovely is Jake? Well, Chelsea, we are rooting for you. How amazing that you want to go into that role to be a mentor counselor for plus size women, that you see that like there is maybe some work that needs to be done. Maybe it's about confidence and things like that. So we are sending you big squishter love and hugs, and we are just hoping that things improve for you soon. And bless you, Jake, for writing in.
Yeah.
And letting us know about your fiance. And you say, fiance, I really hope everything goes well with any wedding planning you've got, because obviously you have the dreaded COVID. So we're sending you lots of love and luck as well. Thank you so much for your message, Jake.
And that's all for this week.
See you next Tuesday.